Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 01:00. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 02:00. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 03:00. Partly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 04:00. Mostly clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 05:00. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 06:00. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 07:00. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees.
Where are you at?
I'm right here.
No, because I'm right here and I don't see you.
Maybe it's a different year.
WBAD. Good morning, Walt. Got Lance and I out here this morning, commuting to work.
Oh, good morning, Lance. Good morning, Sean. Just want to pop in that gal that I introduced you to, her and her mother. That was the girl, or lady I was referring to, where she was talked about her $3 jacket.
All right, so when you were heading out, the one that said, hey, Wolf! It's like, you know somebody everywhere. I wasn't sure who that was, but that's somebody you met there?
No, that was the gal or we had lunch with on Father's Day who made mention her jacket cost $3 at Salvation Army while her husband bought the pickup in the motorhome.
Okay, the mother or the daughter, or I'm assuming it was a mother and daughter. Anyhow, when it comes back around. Go ahead, Lance.
I guess to answer your question, I just got into the 106 area.
Oh, you're still up north. There you go. Hey, Walt, was it the older woman or the younger? Was that a mother-daughter? I didn't recognize them.
Yeah, mother and daughter. The daughter's married to my son's friend. And anyway, just thought I'd pop in and try to straighten that out. I just got up again. And good morning to you, Lance. I'm going to clear and hit the head. And today's the Lark in the Park day. Get ready for that. Everybody have a great day. Sean, WPAD.
All right, okay, yeah, now it's connecting. That's the one that's married to your son's friend and her mother. Okay, all square now. I got it straight. Well, I'll be in here for another 10 or so, so say hi. Lance?
Yep, 7-3 volts, and I had another 37.
What's the 37?
Well, you said you got another 10 or so. I got another 37.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Much farther than I. Where do you got to go today? Auburn Hills, or do you got to come down into the city?
Just Auburn Hills. And we only have to come in this week. I usually stay home for Wednesdays because I got to get the kid, and then off Thursday and Friday.
See, isn't getting back to work better, because now it makes the days you get to stay home so much nicer?
I don't know. I could do without getting home at 6 o'clock at night.
There is a solution for that. It's called location, location, location.
Or getting my butt up earlier.
I'll tell you what, the gas bill's got to be pretty steep, too.
I don't know. I haven't paid that much attention to it. Sure it's up there, but driving back and forth to work and back and forth to Grand Blanc, and the X would meet me halfway sometimes or split the drive.
Well, it's the trade-off for living out there. Everything's a cruise, and you got a big gasoline bill. But there are many, many reasons why it's worth it. So there you go.
Yep, it's nice to be able to hop on the mule and take a rip through the backyard, or get the go-kart they can cruise around in, and see all sorts of wildlife in the yard.
Oh, yeah. For me, it's... I want to be 2 minutes away from Myers or Kroger or something like that. Actually, I want to have choices, and I want a few miles away. I need a lot, but enough to need some civilization. How far do you got to drive for like Myers or something or whatever the equivalent is? You're not in IGA land yet.
There's a Kroger maybe 4 miles down the road, but there's a Walmart like maybe 10 minutes, kind of 4 or 5 miles the other way, but my closest Meijer is Birch Run, which Meijer is my preferred store, so I'm up going up there anyway, so. It's not ideal, but there was one at Kirsten Road right off of 75 there, and they got robbed so much then closing the store down and ripping the building down.
Well, that's not too bad, 4 or 5 miles. It's not like you gotta cruise a half an hour to get to anything. So, how far off the freeway are you up there? I take it you're not terribly far.
It's usually about 10 minutes or so. But, yeah, there's just two stop signs and a few miles, and I'm off the dirt road, and there's not a not even a very well-traveled dirt road, I guess, to say it. It tees off at the main road, so there's not a lot of cross-through traffic, you know.
Well, that traveled a lot's good. My dirt road is traveled a lot, and it's like the main drag to get in and out of the sub, and it's just, I wish they would just close it off at the end so that people couldn't use it to get in and out of the sub, because it's tore up all the time. It was so bad just recently, they finally came back and graded it, but it was so bad, it was, you know, it's like a roller coaster ride. I don't know why it got like that right out in front of my neighbor's house, but it did. Very weird. Never saw it that bad down by me. But something happened. And that's just all that traffic. So, oops, I gotta get over here. God damn it. Motorcycle in my blind spot, too. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, I always found that crazy that they still had that dirt road. It's just middle of the city. They haven't thrown a layer of blacktop or anything on that yet. Yeah, mine's pretty well maintained, and it's got the crushed stone in it, so that thing gets hard as a rock when it's dry out. When you start getting rain and everything on it, you gotta start getting little potholes. But I'm like the first house off the road from the north, so I don't have to be on it that long.
Well, that's good. Anyhow, yeah, I got that dirt road. You know, there's a whole bunch of them. It wasn't just ours. Ours is kind of unique in that there's a few paved streets between us and the rest of them, but that whole corridor there, right by me, is all dirt roads and acre properties. So, just it's our little secret in the city there. So people don't think of that when they think of Warren. So, yeah. It's our little secret hiding place up in the northwest corner.
Yep, I know. There's a few of them. They're all kind of in that same block, I guess. That Dino was at least. I remember in middle school when we shared a bus with the Immaculate Conception kids, and they started bringing us to their school first and making us late. We hit those dirt roads and we're like, what the heck?
I thought you were over by Cousino growing up.
Yeah, I went to Home Christian over, like 12 and Van Dyke, for middle school. I don't know what else is over there. They're over by the old tank plant there.
Wow, that's still a little bit of a cruise for you to be sharing a bus with the Immaculate kids. So, but, well, look at that. That was a street I live on. I didn't even know it was there. First time I knew it was there, we were like probably 14 or 15 years old, and we stole the keys to an older brother's car, and we were out cruising around in it was a Gremlin, I think. we were out driving around the sub, and the car stalled, and we couldn't get it started on my street. We were like, man, we couldn't believe there's a dirt road. Little did I know, some years later, I'd be living there.
Yeah, it was a haul, I guess, but we were, just a few kids, so they shared the bus. It was too small to have our own bus, and so we shared the bus with them, and then, yeah, they were dropping us off first, and then they decided to flip it around, and we ended up being like 20 minutes late for school.
Okay, had to get my coffee. So, all is right in the world.
Yeah, I messed up my coffee this morning. I just put the lid on.
Getting a little snap crackly pop.
I am coming in the open wind. I'm in the 93, so to the fringe of Holly and the not quite to FBI yet.
You're in the strut.
Level better today. I bumped the game one last time I got home.
It is. You talk quiet anyhow, but the audio seems to be up a little. Adjusted the. Did you adjust it?
Yeah, I bumped the game. There's only settings on that, so. But I bet if I go into D-Star, it's going to be blessed to my speakers out, so I don't think there's a separate game for digital analog.
Yeah, but who goes into D-Star?
Yeah, it's just buying a repeater that's still working.
I'm going to convert all my repeaters over to D-Star. It's going to be the D-Star network. All right, Lance, I'm making the final approach here. I'm going to get parked and get inside and see what the day awaits, see what the day brings. Drive safe, and we'll catch you a little later. After yours, W8FU. Sean Casey, AC. For a minute. Second.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a grin on your face. Remember the other day you and I were chatting and I was trying the three different repeaters? I had come through the car wash just before that, and when I got home, I get out of the car and I look in the back seat. My antenna, since I went through the car wash, I pulled it off the roof and it was sitting in my back seat. So much for that test. It's now back on the roof. Okay, have a great day.
Probably work a little better. All right, later. I'm here. W8FU.
Easy AQ.
Probably a little better SWR too.
Good morning, 0800 hours, partly sunny, 62 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mostly sunny. 68 degrees.
WBAD monitoring. WBAD monitoring.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees.
KE8VSI mobile.
KE8VSI, KE8VSI, KZ83.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy. Are you heading over? I heard you say mobile. I'm just in the lunch place now.
Actually, I am heading to the park. Stopped at Goddess South, so I'm going to eat when I get there and just take my time and whatnot. Right before I left, I was bent over getting something out of my freezer for my little cooler, and my back bit me really hard. So I moved it around as best I could, took some Advil, I got ice on it right now, not sure which way it's going to go, but I do know that driving in my car is like one of the best things that I can do when that happens, so that's why I decided to go ahead and head to the park and we'll see how it does.
Oh man, and it's always those stupid things, like yeah, I was bending over to get something out of the freezer. That's like, oh jeez. Do you have enough ice for it? Do you need another ice pack? Actually, I have my cooler backpack with me that's got two ice packs in it. So if you need one that's in there, they're perfect size for a back, too. You can always pull one out of there and use it, too. I am at, Livernois and Hamlin, and I'm heading over to the park.
Oh, all right, cool. Yeah, I've got the one on my back right now, and I got a couple more in the cooler, so I'll be fine, but thanks. Good to always have plenty. But anyway, yeah, we'll just see how it goes. We'll decide when I get there and start moving around a little bit. Regardless, I'm going to be moving slow. So, and Livernois and Hamlin, cool, that's not bad at all. 22 and a little, yeah, you won't be far behind. So, all right, we will see you there.
Okay, I'll see you soon, KZ83.
KZ83, bye. early. Yuck. It's like 100 feet before the right one. Jeez. Anyway, did two more U-turns, and now I'm back on the right road.
Remember, two wrongs don't make a right, but three lefts make a right.
You didn't sound too sure about that.
It's because I had that joke in my head. And I'm like, wait a minute, wait.
Yep. Hey, I just found out, did you know that if you put shoes on a bear, it still has bare feet?
Oh my gosh. That's so stupid. Oh, I can't wait to tell Kim. She's going to just crack up.
It's funny because it's true. All right, two gates are open. Rolled right through. All right, I have arrived. KEA-BFI clear for now.
KEA-BFI, Greg, you copy?
KEA-BFI, I copy.
I had to make a stop, so I'm about 10 minutes away.
Rajo, we'll see you soon.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly sunny, 78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 77 degrees.
W8NSP mobile.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 76 degrees.
KEA-YTQ monitoring.
Figure out where all the hidden little things you got to change are to put them in the right format with the right spaces and the right letters and this and that and the other. Once you get all those things figured out, where they're all hidden and all that, it's easy.
Yeah, that's why I say the DR mode is the easiest way to do it. The radio should come pretty with the majority of the repeaters in it, but kind of outdated, but it does all of that for you, so it's a little bit easier when you get into that DR mode and get that working.
Except I don't have a repeater anywhere near me, so what good is that?
Yeah,
You got that hot spot, but it's good for traveling, but it'll work with your hot spot too. It's you just gotta, it can be tricky getting it right if you don't have the CQ in there. It'll only go to the repeater, so you'll sometimes you only hear half the conversation and stuff like that.
Sean, you ain't got no audio.
Hello. Hello. Wow. That's chitty chitty bang bang.
Yes, very bad. Sorry to complain, but I'm tired of hearing that. K-A-B-B. I'll jump out. It's a new node, so I've got to get it adjusted right. Not a big deal. But anyhow, as far as the D-Star stuff goes, yeah, everybody always says, oh, it's so easy, you just press the button and this. Yeah, providing all these other things are done correctly first, you know, then it's easy, which is not easy because, you know, they just subtract all that goofy rigmarole it takes to get to the point where then it's easy. Well, so is everything I've ever done. Once I figure out all the hard parts, it is easy.
I think you may have made it harder on yourself nuking the programming, but because it should have come preloaded with the repeater list, and then it is easy. Once you get in that DR mode, it does all the hard stuff for you. So, out of the box, my radios were pretty easy. I think you just put in the call sign, and it's good to go.
So why wouldn't factory reset put it back to where it came from the factory, or do they like factory reset it, then load something that you have the potential to nuke by doing a factory reset? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you are talking an older generation radio too, so it may be something that they learned their mistake from, because I believe maybe from the factory it didn't come loaded with that repeater list and you had to go to ICOM and download it, but the newer radios do have it already in there. I don't know, but yeah, the D-Star info will give you, you can go in there and you give it, put in your zip code and what radio you have, and you give it a percentage of how many analog digital repeaters you want, and it'll, you just download a list, and it'll give you a file that you just load right into the programming software, and then the radio knows all the repeaters around.
Yeah, but that then begs the other question. I am not near any repeaters, so what good does it do for me to get into this DR mode and get the list of repeaters when I can't hit one from where I'm at? So, I mean, that's great, but again, what am I going to do, get in my car and drive north until I can hit Auburn? You know, I just, so I got to get my hotspot running. And all the caveats are there for the hotspot as well. So, I don't know. It's just, like I said, something is seriously, I'm sure there's some space I don't have in there or some letter isn't correct. It should be G instead of C, or I remember when I did this once before, I got successful, and then I was so frustrated when I got it done, I never looked at it again. And, I've got to figure out how to do it with the hotspot. I've got the easiest hotspot on Earth. It's the OpenSpot 4 Pro. It couldn't be any easier, yet, and I do everything they say, and it seems like it's working. It comes back and tells me that's where I'm connected, and when I talk, and crickets, there's just nobody out there, nobody talking. I call, somebody answers, nobody answers. So maybe it's just, is it that dead? Maybe I am going out, and it's just that dead. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so easy. Even Sean can't figure it out.
Fred, let's switch everything to D-Star today.
We had this discussion 20 years ago, I think.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I was saying, you can put your hotspot in there as a repeater, and it'll work, but it does want a 2x3 call sign, so if you don't have that, you got to add in spaces, and Yeah, there's some weirdness, but the majority of the time you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's so cool that the manufacturers had to preload settings for repeaters into users' radios so that it could work better for them.
I got this little ID51, and I've got this OpenSpot 4, and I want to see the two of them talk together. I want to make contact, and then I'll say, been there, done that, got the T-shirt, moving on.
I'm on the Auburn Hills machine. I think it's linked to 24 Charlie now. It looked like it wasn't linked to anything, but I hit the link button. I don't know if I'm going to try it. Otherwise, it can wait until I get home and we can figure out what's going on.
Okay, you said 89 Charlie's better?
24 Charlie is the original Michigan reflector, and then when they put up the Warren machine, they made the 89 Charlie and connected them together, but the people got mad, so they disconnected them. But I do this on 24 Charlie because you said you were on 24 Charlie.
Well, I can go to either one. I'm going to, as soon as you tell me, I'm going to select it and I presume go there.
Shoot for 24 because I think that's what I have the other side stuff to.
Thank God we got analog repeaters to figure out all this digital stuff on.
Hey. Don't lump T-Star in with any other digital modes that seem interrupts because our shit works.
So I connect to North America on my phone.
Okay, I think I just talked on 24 Charlie. Do you hear me?
I did not, but that could be my fault. If the repeater may have disconnected it, I don't know. I thought they kept that connected to 24 Charlie, but looks like they didn't. So I don't know. When I get further north, I know the Flint machine is on 24 Charlie.
All right.
WAFU. And WAFU. I'm going to be monitoring on 24 chip tip.
Well, I made two SD cards. I came up to the garage here. Gonna pop them in before I go back inside, but I figured I'd sit out here in some fresh air and take my work break. I punched out and I came up here to put my feet up until Michelle gets home here. So I grabbed the hand hose and I think I'm on Flint.
Yeah, Flint analog, not on Flint D-Star.
Well, no, because that would require me to go grab a D-Star radio. But I don't even think I've hooked up my D-Star. I used to have a D-Star node at the house, at the old house. It's still sitting on the shelf. I haven't hooked it up here yet.
Fire says you have a pair for D-Star in Oakland County.
I do. Alright, hold on, my phone's ringing. So yes, so.
Well, I've had the 9700 connected up to that repeater up there because it's on the outside antenna and I can work it. So I've actually worked it there. And even that was somewhat successful because, you know, I was definitely on the repeater, but the repeater wasn't on the reflector. And so I was talking to nobody or something. I don't know. I forget. It's been a while. I kind of went shrug, been there, done that. Now I'm just trying. Now I don't have the ability to hit it because that radio's down. The antenna's down. And I don't feel like reaching around and hooking it up to my other antenna, which I got dedicated to another radio. So I want to try the hotspot handheld method now. And it should work. OpenSpot 4 Pro is as good as it gets when it comes to that stuff. So if you can't get it with an ID51 and a OpenSpot 4 Pro, then it ain't worth getting.
Yeah, it depends on how they have them set up. Either the first monitor reflector or connected or have them parked on a reflector but you can remove it and after 15 minutes inactivity it'll disconnect and whatever. All depending on the setup. But on that open spot, is there like a login where you can see iStar, you can see dashboard, and I'll tell you what you have in there for your parameters.
Yeah, I just don't understand half of them. Like, it tells me right now the active connector is REF / XRF, B plus, D extra. Then I go down here, there's my frequency and my mode, D star. And then it's mode, reflector or gateway. I got it in reflector. It says REF 024, module C. It's got a server address and a port, which it automatically populated. A CCS port and a call sign, my call sign. And then it says check D-Star registration. D-Star registration for W8FU is valid. Local module D, reflector gateway ID, remote module, set your call to network. So, I mean, I can see a ton of stuff. I just don't know what some of it really means. And then over in my status window, I see 2CQ from W8FU Sean. It says group D-Star voice call from modem at 1651, blah, blah, blah.
Yep, so the CQ is right, then you should have, the call sign with the module and then the call sign with gateway on it. I'm not familiar with the open spot to tell you what you're looking at. Is there a last heard on there?
Sean, shouldn't you be concerned with building out a TMRS network down in Indiana and Ohio?
No, I'm going to take a vow of celibacy and build a D-Star network.
Getting all them GMRS repeaters linked together, you better catch up.
The Fed's on you.
Hey, we need something for that fourth port in Richmond.
How about NXDN?
Brandmeister, split Brandmeister and TGIF network. On one on each port on the TMR, slot one, slot two.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. We could do something like
good
that.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
First, we gotta get the
cloudy.
Get everything together and get it up. I wanted to do it last weekend, but you were nowhere to be found.
Yeah, you did.
Well, there's always this weekend. Hey, wait a minute. Don't you owe us a check? Where's our money? Yeah, we gotta go spend money.
You don't have your money yet? Did you submit a bill?
I was submitted last week.
Oh, well, good grief. You've worked with the government long enough to know it's gonna take a little bit longer than that.
Yeah, you gotta go buy a hose 8K and stuff, you know?
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 75 degrees.
Hey, Bill.
Good evening, 1900 hours. 73 degrees.
WDT, are you around?
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.
KFAF testing.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees.
I'm hearing things.
It might be me.
Ah, it was. I didn't realize how many radios I had on here. What talk group are you on?
Coming through your register.
No, I heard you on the DMR machine. What talk group are you on?
89C. I was going through the airwaves on that BRO repeater on the 89C gateway. 3198726. Just a second, I'll look. I'll tell you.
Oh, okay. I that's where I heard you then. But I've apparently been banned, so I can't get.
You should. It's somewhat. Well, it was a puzzle, and it got to me, so I had to do it. I'm not sure where my ulcer node is going. Any KPP in case it's going somewhere on the air. Let's see here. That's where I went. I went WABRO repeater. I got my antenna outside my golf bag. Raised on a pole because I still haven't done it, so I'm able to hit a lot more repeaters. So I went and I hit that one with the 89C, and I was able to get to it. 3198726. I don't have my scan on, so if you go there, you'll have to tell me. 3198726, CQ Michigan, D-Star reference. Reflector 089C, but I'm actually doing it on 442-0375.
I don't know, I'm just trying to do it natively with the little D-Star handheld in my hotspot, and it's not working, so I lost interest a couple hours ago.
Just get to Reflector 89C with your D-Star, and not have to do any of the other monkeying around, because I believe that would do it natively.
Yeah, like I said, I can't unless I bootleg someone else's call.
Okay. We can chat about this another day or on the phone. Okay. Yeah, and then there's another one, the DMR. So I was just trying to see how I could get it, is all. I was really surprised how well I did at it. Or do you rather go on the phone or go on the Who Cares Network?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of researching something, so I just heard you and I just wanted to see where it came from.
Call out one more time, let me know how it sounds, and I'll meet you back here.
Okay, I don't believe I'm hearing you there. I'm hearing you on DMR, this is where I'm hearing you. So, and I really don't want to take the time to decode it all.
And that little antenna hits some stuff pretty good.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees.